Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are in time for a powerful and inspirational discussion, which is going to be led by a good friend of mine, Pastor Michael Gamble. He is going to be talking about the power of purpose. How many of you are still wondering, number one, if you have a purpose? Number two, if you do have one, what it is? If you're convinced that you have one, you don't know what it is, how to discover it? You're in the right place at the right time. Pastor Michael Gamble is going to be speaking with us. Michael Gamble, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Such an honor to be with you on today, sir.
And my honor to have you here again, of course, talking about something that means so much to so many people. Before we get there, though, and we know it's the purpose is powerful, because we've even heard that there have been some people who have become depressed because they didn't know their purpose. But that said, before we get into the discussion, I'd like to give the listening community an opportunity to know a little bit more about Michael Gamble. So if you would, you know, you're going to be talking with us about purpose. And so if you would, kind of guide us through a brief synopsis of the life of Michael Gamble. And you can start anywhere in your childhood. You can start at age 10. You can start at age 15. Some place in your childhood where you can begin to talk with us about how life shaped you. And then as you transition through life, as you got older, up to the point where you're pastoring and getting ready to share with us the power of purpose.
Oh, again, though, it's such an honor, again, to be talking with Carl Thornton Jr. It's such an honor today. I have always admired you on the radio and just a friend. And so it is easy to talk to you. We have paths. Our paths crossed about a couple of years ago. I've had a setback life. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I joined the Army, retired from the Army, and from the Army I came to Augusta. I liked Augusta because I came here in 1979 to attend a school here at Fort Gordon. And I just like it was a quiet place, smaller than it is today, but it was such a place that I'm from the South, and just being in an environment where things are not that fast. And from there, after the Army, I got opportunity to come back here and retired here at Fort Gordon. And from there, I worked at the U.S. Postal Service. And in the midst of that, I got to know who Jesus Christ was. Mm. I got born again and gave my life to Christ. And from there, I began to pursue God. And because I knew that that was more than Michael Gamble being on the earth just to be in the U.S. Army and also just working. And so I got an opportunity to really to get to know what Christianity was all about, and realizing that I'm here for a purpose. And to know that, and I began to pursue God for it. And I began to just study the Word of God, and knowing that this sovereign creator that loves everybody, that he have a purpose for everybody. And from that point, I began to realize that I want to fulfill what God called me to do. And after I got saved, under my bishop, Bishop Mark Walton, in the house of God in Thompson, Georgia. And he allowed me to, after being saved a couple years under his direction, I was called to the ministry. And from being called to the ministry, God called me to North Augusta, South Carolina. And I pastor a church on 109 Lecompte Drive, and it's a place where God has really been in dealing with me as an individual, as a pastor, and to really fulfill the purpose that he has for my life. And so that's why I'm here today. I am so excited for being here today and talking to you, Ella Thornton, amen, and just to be able to impart something in somebody else as two men of God fulfill our purpose.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I was so impressed by the fact that when you really got ready to start seeking out your purpose, you went to the one where it all starts. You went to the one who gives us our purpose. You went to the Creator. You went to God himself.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you this. Before we begin to talk more about purpose, I would like to just give us a chance to learn a little bit more about you and maybe even learn a little bit more about the world. You know, because not all of us get a chance to travel and see other cities, much less other countries. What, when you were traveling, where were some of the places in the military? What are some of the places that you went to? And what were some of the similarities that you noticed? What were some of the bigger differences that you noticed?
Well, one thing that was so astonishing for me also, that I was 18 years old when I joined the military, and I went from Mobile, Alabama to Germany. And so, you know, that was a big change in my life from being a young man and just basically, you know, not traveling at all to going overseas. And one thing that was such a change was the way of life we have here in America. It is second to none. Mm. It's no other country I've been to. And I've been to Paris. I've been to London. I've been to Korea. I've basically been around the world. But when it comes to comparison to the United States and realizing that God has his hand on this place, on this country, and he still has his hand on this country, and just seeing the similarities and seeing the culture, the people, and in the fullness of all of it, just to give God the glory for being born here, being a citizen of the United States, is really second to none. And I hear a lot of people that want to down the United States or the way of life that we have, but you have not. If you go out around the world, I promise most people would realize that we are a blessed nation.
Mm. I tell you what, I mentioned that a lot of us, and I'm talking just people in general, don't do a lot of traveling. Germany is the first place that I remember, in fact, it's the only place I remember actually having lived in outside of the United States, because my father was in the Army as well. And we visited a few countries, but Germany was the only one that I ever recall living in. But I was a boy when I was there. Six years old, 7 years old, and I think I was eight or nine when we left Germany, and I haven't even been back for a visit yet. I'd like to experience Germany as an adult, because I'm sure that I'd see it differently than, of course, all these decades that have passed by. I know Germany has changed too, but my approach to how I look at countries and other people has changed. I imagine it would be just a treat to just experience Germany as an adult.
Yes, sir. And you said the perfect thing. I lived there. And I've lived there about 7 years. I lived in Germany, and from different stations, and going out there, seeing the culture, the atmosphere in a different country, and the rules and regulations, and everything that really a different country has to offer you, it's something that the experience of it could be so great. But again, though, when you look at the comparison, it's no place like home. And so my wife even got opportunity to go to Germany, and we stayed there a couple of months and before she had to come back, because I was getting ready to go to the Middle East. Mm. But even with that, she got opportunity to see the country, to see the people, and to see their walk of life.
Yeah, yeah. And definitely just some interesting differences there. And so I imagine, I guess it's just a matter of time before I get a chance to get back over there as an adult and see what Germany is like. But I agree with you. I think about this a lot. My guess is if I went to Germany, if I went to Nigeria, if I went to Botswana, if I went to France, it doesn't matter where I'd go, I'm certain that I would say the same thing that you shared with us. I really enjoyed visiting these places. But there's no place like home. Absolutely. America is home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because a lot of time when we go to other countries and the language barrier, unless you really pursue it and learn the language, it brings a different outlook to the country. Because that's one anywhere you want to go, you want to be able to mingle with people, you want to be able to conversate with people, and that's one thing I did do. I got opportunity to learn some of the language, okay. The German language when I was there. You know, forgot it now because it's been about 40 years ago. Okay. But it has been definitely, it's a place that, of course, Germany is a place that they really welcome us there, and you would really have a good time if you go there to visit.
That's something that I heard, too, that Germans really do welcome us, and pretty much from what I understand, without regard to ethnicity. You're American, just American, and they just embrace us.
Yes, sir. And because we've been over there for decades, and we have been a protector of the country, and so it is definitely most Germans really accept the American people.
I love that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, part of the reason that I'm so glad that we've had that part of the discussion is I really want you to be thinking about doing some traveling, whether you've never traveled outside of the country and you're thinking, wow, you know, maybe some other country might be worth visiting. I think so. But even if you say, not so sure I want to go outside the country, what about different regions of this country? Because there are differences right here in America. Travel, see other people, see other places. Learn new cultures. And believe me, there are different cultures in this one country. So much that we can learn. You'd be surprised how it can expand your horizons. But when we come back, Pastor Michael Gamble is going to be talking with us about purpose and with a specific focus on the power of purpose. He and I'll be right back. Stay with us.